The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Aaron Rogan, senior reporter for the Times Ireland edition. Who was Mairead Donovan, please?
Mairead Donovan was believed to be a local election candidate for the Iraxit Freedom Party. According to two local newspapers in Killarney, the Killarney Advertiser and Killarney Today, that was until Tuesday when it emerged that Mairead Donovan didn't exist.
What? How can you have a candidate who doesn't exist, particularly when a photograph of her appeared in both of those publications?
It did, but it actually emerged on Tuesday evening. Someone on Twitter found out that that photograph was actually a stock image entitled Senior Woman with Her Walking Stick. And that Mairead's profile on the Irexit website was removed. After this, I did a bit of digging around yesterday, spoke to Kerry County Council. They said there was no Irexit people lodged in any of the local elections yet, but that's, you know, that wouldn't be strange this far out. I spoke to one of the publishers involved. They said they got an email from the Mairead Donovan campaign at gmail.com last Thursday announcing her candidacy.
And how was she described?
She was described as she was 72, a retired nurse and grandmother originally from Kilkenny. She was intended to fight the election, opposing government shutdowns of rural post offices, more money for carers, and fighting cuts against the Killarney ambulance services. She's also strongly opposed to wasteful EU policies, which have led to the demise of the local fishing industry and the loss of Irish sovereignty.
And I love this line, who has seen her beloved Ireland change to something she can no longer recognise. The problem seems to be nobody can recognise this Mairead Donovan.
Exactly, but that line was actually from the Irexit Freedom official website, where there was a profile of Mairead Donovan until some stage this week, because one of the publishers said they clicked on the link within the email that they had got announcing the supposed candidacy, and there was Mairead looking back again over her walking stick, and he said, "This looks legit." He ran the story. The Killarney Advertiser did the same. They've both removed them since, and there's been a bit of kerfuffle around who sent this email, why there was this profile on the site, and basically what's going on.
Okay, Herman Kelly, the founder of the Irexit Freedom to Prosper Party, is with us. Herman, you were on the television on the Tonight Show with me only recently, and yeah. I was slagging you about the fact that at your meetings, that you could actually probably host them in a phone box. Your public meetings.
I will give you a chance to respond, Herman.
And you were telling me that you had so many members and that you were going to be running candidates in the local elections. And here we are.
You're inventing candidates and putting up stock shots of a woman with her walking stick as your Killarney candidate.
Now you can respond, Herman.
Okay, thanks. Right. There was 600 at the meeting in the RDS in February. There was 400 at the one in the Bonnington in September. It was in the picture. It was in the Irish Times. There's been other large meetings. There was one in Galway, 150. There's one recently there in Cork. Yes, there was one in Galway, which we didn't advertise. We didn't even inform, email our own members and ring them up. Yeah, that was very poorly advertised. But the whole thing is very, very simple, right? Right, basically, being caught with pants down in public. No, the website, about the website, our website, right, that was done by a designer. She did a sample thing of a picture and a write-up that everybody should do. Now, we have that for myself, the chairman, all the office holders, two volunteers, both of whom spoke in Kerry, John Bowler, Ben Scallon, and she had these two. And I said, who are these people? And she says, well, I took that photograph and now I wanted to stock one. I said, take those both down. That was about 3 or 4 weeks ago. I asked her, take it down. It was my fault. I didn't go back and check that they were taken down. So hands up on that one. Those two things, those two people should not have been on the website. I should have gone back and checked that they were both
fake website taken down.
So.
You're engaging with propaganda, Herman. You're putting up false people on your website to try and create the impression that you have more support than you actually have.
Wait there about the Gmail. About Gmail, right? I'm a press officer for 9 years. I never accept any request from a Gmail from anybody. Let me give you an example. So, if for example, Aaron, you got a Gmail from someone purporting to be, let's see, MC for PCPope at gmail.com. And in that Gmail, it said, it purported to be from Dennis O'Brien, saying that he is supporting Matt Cooper in an election against Fintan O'Toole to be the PC Pope of Ireland. Would you dream of going into your editor and saying, I've got a great story here, and it actually has a link to the Today FM website to Matt Cooper's bio, so it must be genuine. So let's go for a big scoop, front page tomorrow in the Times, and it's a fantastic story.
Herman, I have to say, your imagination is absolutely magnificent, but that is no surprise when you're imagining fake people and putting them on your website.
We're not going to ring up Today FM, and we're not going to check. So we're going to take some anonymous Gmail from someone we've never had any contact with, because it has a link to a website. We're going to publish it. Now, that is outrageous. That is fake news.
I don't think that's what happened, because what the Times Ireland edition did, Herman, is they reported on what was appearing in the Kerry newspapers. But you know what, Herman? Let's get Aaron Rogan to explain what he did.
So, who sent the email, Herman? Who set up this Mairead Donovan campaign at gmail.com?
Do you notice that in the first instance where it was published, I think it was Killarney Today, that website, it has an advert on there from a Sinn Féin TD. I think he was actually convicted for...
We're not going into speculation, Herman, please. Thank you.
But the Twitter, that story was then publicised on a Twitter by a Sinn Féin press officer, whose name I don't have to mention, but he is a Sinn Féin press officer.
He's a policy advisor.
That was retweeted 600 times. And he had all the screenshots of everything. Right, I said initially, hands up, there was a mistake made on our part. But that anonymous Gmail, those journalists had a requirement to go and verify that is correct. They did not do so. They just went and published something which was completely untrue. We are not running any local candidates. And I rang up, and we also emailed the press in Kerry. I rang up both those media outlets to say it's completely untrue. We are not running any local candidate in Kerry. Please take down those that articles you have and remove them, please. They were both removed within a number of hours, which I'm pleased.
Okay, but Aaron Rogan, is that an acceptable explanation from Herman Kelly as to what may have happened?
It just seems a remarkable chain of events that by happenstance, there happened to be this fake profile left up on the IREXIT website.
That shouldn't have and been there. It should have been taken down 3 weeks ago.
And then, by another mad coincidence, someone seized on this and decided to create their own fake news by putting out a press release claiming that this was a candidate. It's all just really bizarre.
Sorry, please, Herman, would you let Aaron speak, please?
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
It's there's just still the mystery of who this agent of some sort who wanted to hoodwink the Killarney Advertiser and Killarney Today is by sending this email when they knew it was a fake profile. I mean, it has to have been someone with the knowledge that this was a fake profile.
Yes.
Who has that knowledge?
Well, they can go and do a reverse search on Google Images, and you can find that. That's why I said all those weeks ago, take those down. You always get caught lying. Take them down. It was my fault. I should have gone back and checked that they were taken down. I don't spend all the time on the website. I regsitfreedom.ie, going there myself. But Aaron, let me ask you a very simple question. I was making it a joke simulation of a Gmail anonymous Gmail that you would receive.
But sorry, Herman. Sorry, hold on. I actually don't see how this is relevant, because Herman, what Aaron reported on is what the Killarney Advertiser and the Killarney Today websites have reported. He's reported upon them. Actually, we have to finish, Herman. Would you concede? Yes. I know you're not a man who embarrasses easily, but is this one of these occasions when you've sort of been caught politically with your pants down?
Hands up on the website, shouldn't have been there. The Gmail has absolutely nothing to do with us. We have no local candidates there. That was someone else. I suspect Sinn Féin press officer.
But you don't know. And the point is...
No.
Yes, you don't know. So you're trying out allegations and stuff that, and we're not standing over you making allegations about other parties who you suspect but can't prove who may have been involved. You know,
they put up.
Okay, Herman Kelly from the IREXIT Freedom to Prosper Party and Aaron Rogan of the Times Ireland Edition. Thank you both for joining us here on The Last Word on Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.